speedbuilders.com.
Go ahead, please, officer.
I believe that the actual site of the incident was measured and was in the report, sir.
I see. I believe you have testified that you saw a person crouched inside the apartment?
I did.
Where were you standing at that time?
I was kneeling at a point indicated on the diagram by an X. I was at a point just in front of it so that I could look through the window.
All right. And isn't there a gas meter at the point where the X is?
There is.
Now, where was the person inside the apartment?
As I recall, he was approximately a foot inside the door. It could have been 2 feet.
So, how far were you from this person at the time when you first looked in the window?
Approximately 6 feet.
All right, and then that person left your view for a short period of time, is that right?
Yes.
And were you still at the same location?
When he went out of my view?
Yes.
No, I lost sight of him, so I changed my position. I was standing up on the gas meter.
All right, and then when you stood up on the meter, did you again see the person inside the apartment?
Yes, I did.
And then what did the person do?
The person jumped or hopped backward onto the patio.
And the patio is to the south of the building?
That's correct. The patio is the shaded area on the diagram, and it is to the back of the apartment.
It goes around to the side?
Yes.
All right, and then he spun around and you saw an object, a shiny object, and this is when you fired?
No, I commanded him to stop.
All right, and then which way did this person run?
He went southwest through a gate that I hadn't seen.
Where did he go?
He apparently crossed the fence behind apartment number 4 into the adjoining yard.
All right, and where was he finally found?
In the back of the adjoining yard.
Now, when you went up to him, did you recognize him as the same person that you had seen in the patio of the first apartment?
Yes.
How were you able to recognize him?
I recognized the clothing and his face to the point where there was no doubt in my mind it was the same man that was standing up on the gas meter.
All right, and when you stood up on the meter, did you again see the person inside the apartment?
Yes, I did.
Officer Connor, it was dark, wasn't it?
It was getting dark outside.
Actually, it was getting late and dark, and you could not see any facial characteristics of this individual while he was near the apartment, is that right?
Are you talking about in the apartment?
Before you saw him lying on the ground behind the second apartment, you couldn't see clearly any of his facial characteristics, could you?
Yes, I could.
Was there any lighting in the rear of the apartment?
No direct lighting, no.
Inside the apartment, were there any lights on?
No.
When you were standing on that gas meter, could you see in through the door?
Not clearly.
Could you see inside the apartment from the gas meter position?
Barely. The window was open at that time, and the glass was pulled back. So there was no reflection from that.
But it was dark inside?
It was dark inside.
Now, was there an angled view? Could you get far enough over so that you could actually see through the glass into the apartment?
I could by standing on my right foot and holding with my right hand and leaning over. I am left-handed.
And is that in fact what you did, officer?
Yes, it is.
Do the marks on Exhibit 1 depict where you were standing when you observed the defendant on the inside of the apartment?
The drawing shows where, but not how.
That is where you were standing?
Not exactly. You see, this shows a man with both feet on the gas meter. I had only one, and my entire body was out past the edge of the building.
I see. Is that fence in a straight line with the building?
It is, sir.
And you were able to see into the inside area of the apartment for at least 2 feet, is that right?
I could see, yes, but not well.
And could you see the door from where you were standing?
Which door?
You said earlier that he was on the inside of some door.
Yes, there was a sliding glass door. I could see that it was open and that the drapes had been pulled all the way back.
You could see the door?
Yes.
And that door was open, is that correct?
Correct.
And was the glass in the door in one piece, or was it cracked or in fragments? How was it?
I couldn't tell specifically at that time, but I can tell you now that the glass was in one piece.
I want to know what you knew at the time that you made these observations.
The glass appeared to be in one piece at the time, yes.
Did the broken glass that appears in one of those photographs come from the window or from the door?
The window.
Was the door broken at all?
No, it was not.
Did you have an opportunity to examine the area of the lock on the door?
I did.
Was there any damage done to that?
There was not.
Was the door all the way open?
Yes.
Now, at some point you yelled police to the defendant, is that correct?
Yes.
And he then hopped out of the building backwards?
No, it was while he was moving. To put it exactly, my partner knocked on the door at almost exactly the same time that my hand cleared the wall.
As you were looking around the edge?
Yes, and as I was coming up, the defendant began his motion out of the apartment with a hop or a skip. As soon as I detected the motion, I commanded him to stop.